Shabbos, Perikid Ches, Mishnah Gimel, 18.3. We just got finished saying that animals are mukta, but notwithstanding that, you have an obligation to protect your animals from harm or hurt, and that being the case, you could be involved and sort of ignore the, there's a leniency when it comes to mukta with respect to animals. What if an animal is giving birth? So now it's in sar, it's in pain, and if you would help pull the baby calf right out from the mommy, nevertheless, the Mishnah here is going to say that's forbidden because of tircha. Back to the main topic of our perek, we're putting restrictions on excessive work and toil on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, "Ein miyaldin es habehem of Yom Tov." You're not allowed to get involved with the birthing of the animals on Yom Tov, meaning you can't help pull that calf out of the mommy on Yom Tov, and all the more so on Shabbos. Aval mesa'adin, you could, however, support the animal, meaning you could, as the calf is coming out, you can catch it so it shouldn't get hurt as it falls to the ground, says the Mishnah. According to Moser Shalom, that's applying just to Yom Tov, but not to Shabbos, because Shabbos is more strict than Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch says lehalacha, not to get involved with animals giving birth at all on Shabbos. And speaking of giving birth and helping people, so now we're going to transition to humans giving birth. Now, when a woman is giving birth, so she has the status of a chola sheyesh basakana, a woman who is at risk to her life, Rachman Letzlan. Childbirthing is dangerous. Even Bizman Azeh, in the United States, 15 out of every 100,000 childbirths end in the mother dying, and even today, it's one of the leading causes of death for women, you know, of childbirthing age. At the time of the mission, it was much more dangerous. Estimates are that maybe even 1% or more of childbirths ended in the death of the mother, God forbid, and over the course of a woman's life, maybe as many as 4% of women died giving birth. So childbirth is dangerous, and that being the case, from the time that a woman goes into labor, meaning either she sits down on the birthing stool or she starts to bleed as she is beginning the labor process, until 3 days after she's given birth, she's got the status of a chola sheyesh basakana, and in such a scenario, since she's at risk for life potentially, we're allowed to be machal Shabbos for her in any way, as the Mishnah will say, that we can help to protect her. The Shulchan Aruch says, by the way, nowadays not so dangerous, says he, and therefore we're going to, where possible, do a shinui for that malacha. But anyways, here the Mishnah is going to say, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos for this woman giving birth. The Mishnah says inside, umiyaldinesa isha b'Shabbos, you can get involved to help a woman give birth on Shabbos. V'korin l'chachama m'makum l'makum. You can actually call a midwife from one town over to you, meaning even if you have one midwife there, but there's a better midwife in the next town over, you can call her over to help this woman give birth. Even if the woman, the midwife, lives beyond the tchum, even if she lives more than 12,000 amos beyond the tchum, that would be already out of 12,000 amos traveling, you've got a deraisa according to Rambam and the Rif. Even so, you can call her over because we want this woman to be, as safe as possible. You can be machal Shabbos on behalf of this woman who's giving birth. Truth is, we just said that, so this is coming to add, even a woman who is blind, we could light a candle for her when they're helping her to give birth, because she'll be more at ease psychologically, emotionally, if she knows other people can see well. So she feels better. And that, of course, opens the door to all sorts of things that we do as one as that to sort of alleviate the psychological state of women giving birth, let them be calm. That's all going to be mutter on Shabbos. Obviously, if there's specific halacha lemaisa questions, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. The Mishnah continues to say, v'koshen es tabur. Once the babies come out, you're allowed to tie the umbilical cord. Normally tying, of course, is a malacha of kosher, but here you can tie the umbilical cord. The reason is because we're afraid that if it's not tied, it can get yanked or something can come out, and that, of course, is a risk to the baby. So we tie it. Rabbi Yossi omer af chotchen. Rabbi Yossi says, listen, even if you tie it, it's still long and could get attached on something, and then, God forbid, get snagged, and the baby's insides could get snagged, and therefore we should cut the umbilical cord, and that's the halachic Rabbi Yossi. The called tsarche mila, as for the whatever is required with regard to doing the bris mila on a child, osin b'Shabbos, you can do that on Shabbos too. The halachas of this last point will be discussed throughout, really, in the topic of the next chapter of Mishnayos.